Brian Knapp, the head cross country coach for the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us here today as we take a look back at the 2020 cross country season. And coach, I appreciate you joining us again here today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the coverage, Jeff.
You bet, Brian. Everybody knows this was a strange year with the offseason that everybody had, and for a while not sure until baseball and softball went well or what would happen with the fall sports season. But for you as a coach, kind of how did you get through all of that and get yourself in the position you needed to be ready to go once the season started?
Well, I think it was, you know, I think baseball and softball seasons were huge in getting us all understanding what we needed to do come fall in all the fall sports. I think that, you know, the fact that they showed, those two seasons showed that we could get things done with a few tweaks here and there, I think that was pretty critical for us. We did some things differently. I mean, we practiced social distance. Coaches would wear masks at practice. You know, some of that tapered off towards later in the year, but I think for the most part, you know, we kept our social distance by having two buses to transport us to meets instead of just one. You know, we tried to make it as accommodating and as workable as possible.
And that's a lot of work. People don't realize probably how much work has to go in behind the scenes to be able to get through like the way you guys did.
Well, it is, and you know, it's just as we're learning with, you know, the winter sports coming on, we're going to have some processes in place. We had to have some processes in place. You know, when we hosted our home meet, we had to do some things differently. We ran our course completely backwards, so we'd have a bigger starting area to spread kids out at the start, so we could keep that as normal as possible. It wasn't a perfect ideal situation, no, but there's nothing perfect and ideal to the times right now, so we just did the best we could with what we had to work with.
Feel like the kids adapted to everything pretty well this fall?
I didn't really see any significant change in the kids' attitude and the work ethic. And, you know, we had some kids, you know, our team was never really directly affected by anybody in a quarantine situation. So I think, you know, we stayed fairly as normal as possible. Like I said, doing the preventive things, the mitigating things, but it didn't really impact our team too much.
Coach, health-wise, as far as injuries, were probably the only thing. I know you had a few kids miss a little bit of time. Ben England, one of your top runners, did. Ashley Hanks, I know, did. Was that probably the biggest thing that was disappointing this year, was just the injuries that the kids suffered?
Well, we had to overcome some things. You know, yeah, Ben had Ben was struggling with injuries from the middle of the season till the end. Ashley had some middle of the season things going on. Her brother Justin had some things going early, but he got through those. You know, some of it just goes with the sport. You know, whether you're dealing with shin splints or patellar tendonitis or, you know, things that are pretty typical to running. You know, we tried to do some preventive things this year through a program that our local hospital PT department put together for us to help us be a little stronger in some, you know, core areas. And those things seem to help for the most part. I mean, we had a large team to say we had, you know, three or four kids affected by injury, I don't think that's a very great percentage over the course of time.
Coach, as the season went on, let's start with the girls. Where did you feel like as a whole maybe they ran their best this season?
Oh, I think the last probably three meets of the season, running at OABCIG, where we placed in a very large field of teams. We placed third that day behind a couple of rated teams. We ran solid at conference, and I thought we ran, you know, as good as we possibly could and bought into the team concept of pack running huge at the state qualifying meet. It's just that there were five pretty darn good teams ahead of us, and you know, we just missed qualifying a person to state, and Alexia Nelson by one individual place position. She got 16th. She needed to be in the top 15 and have the other girls really run well that day. I thought at the end of the season, we peaked when we needed to peak.
Yeah, you mentioned the pack running. Elena Murley finished 40th. Scout Rolfs finished 52nd. So all of your runners besides Alexia kind of grouped in that group of 12 right there.
Yeah, and that was a big jump from a year ago. A year ago, we were probably three or four places down the list on the state qualifying meet. So, you know, we had to teach some pack running ideas and get the team to understand that if you're closer together towards the front of the group, you're going to tend to be more successful. And it's a process that all teams try to do, and we finally took some steps in the right direction with that this year with the girls.
Over onto the boys' side, where did you feel like their best meet was this year, or best couple of meets?
I thought the boys ran a lot better in the middle third of the season than maybe they finished. Injury had a little bit to do with how we finished, but you know, by and large, what I saw in the boys this year was continued individual improvement and growth. Versus, you know, they weren't as solid as a team as we had hoped to be. I think the thing was with the boys, we had a lot of different boys run varsity this year, so there were kids jumping in and out of the lineup that were challenging kids above them. The same token, we didn't really ever have the same group of seven boys run from meet to meet. The list was always a little bit different. But I thought the middle third of the season, right around our home meet, Pocahontas, and some other meets, things like that, that really showed that they were showing some steady improvement and growth too.
Coach, how tough is it to have it where it's different kids, and what, how does that impact runners? I'm sure they get kind of used to running a little bit together and have that lineup kind of changing all the time. How much does that impact a team?
Well, it does impact the team. I think most times for the better. If there's kids on the JV squad that are pushing for varsity spots, then one of two things happens. The kids in the varsity spots work a little harder to hang on to their spots, or they concede and let somebody beat them. You know, it goes one of two directions. But for the by and large, for the most part, you know, our with the boys team, our top four, maybe five runners were consistently the same. We just seemed to always have a sixth and seventh change, and some of those guys would jump up as high as third or fourth from meet to meet. So, you know, I think having the knowledge that there's guys beneath you that are capable of running varsity and pushing you, that can make you better.
Let's stay on the boys. Talk about the season that each of them kind of had a little bit.
Well, you know, Ben was our captain this year, yep. and he's a great leader, and he leads by example. He just was dinged up basically from the middle of the season on, and I felt bad for him at state qualifying when he had to pull out of the race after the mile mark. It was just nothing he could do about it. His hamstring had been an issue all year, and I think the injury may have grown a little bit, but not for lack of effort. He was giving it the best he could. He just struggled that particular day. I think the guys that made up the varsity team most of the season, like Eli Wheelock and Carter Sawyer, Tyler Leitner, Justin Hanks, Tristan Blair,
Nathan Burley.
Nathan Burley, thank you.
Yes.
His name was right there. Those guys were, you know, they were in and out of the lineup most of the year, but most, you know, for the by and large, five or six of them stayed in the varsity lineup most of the time. They developed some camaraderie. Guys like Cody Thompson were in and out of the lineup. You know, so we were pleased with his development. Nick Whipke, Zach Wilson, they all had chances to run varsity sometime during the year. And then some of our younger guys like Caleb Blair and Austin Daniel, Russell DeWitt, Matt Nath, Parker Pagel, Marcus Wiley, even those kids showed great improvement during the course of the year.
Coach, over to the girls. We had kind of mentioned Alexia Nelson earlier because she finished 16th up at that state qualifying meetup at Eagle Grove, top 15 go. I really thought she was going to make it. I thought Alana Murley might have a shot this year as well with the way she was running, especially early in the season. But Alexia is so close.
She was so close, and it was kind of an odd deal. They had actually given Alexia the 15th place medal. And, you know, everybody that had been counting all the way through that race were pretty sure she was 16th. But she was, you know, she showed a lot of character and integrity coming right to me and saying she didn't think that was right to have that medal in her hand. And what ended up happening, a girl in front of her had fallen in the chute after she had crossed the finish line, and they had rolled her out of the chute, and no one stepped in to take her medal for her. So I thought Alexia showed a lot of class that day, despite the disappointment of not quite making it. But she was close. She was in the hunt. She could see the 15th place girl well within her sights. You know, it's just that the 15 in front of her, you know, they were working for the same thing she was. But just a classy girl, just did a great job for us all year. You mentioned Elena. Elena is an example of somebody who put the mileage in the off season and made a great amount of growth from her junior year to her senior year. During the COVID situation in the summertime, you know, I would get a hold of her about something to do with the team because she was our girls captain, and she'd say, "Well, just a second, I'm on a run." And it seemed like every time I contacted her, she was out running. So, you know, her improvement this year is definitely on account to how hard she worked in the off season. And then our other girls were pretty steady in the varsity lineup most of the year. Brielle Korleski, Ashley Hanks, Claire Riot was in and out of the lineup most of the year. Scout Rolfs, Evelyn Kramer, those kids were definitely part of the varsity team a large part of the year. Jade Risley as well. And we had some other kids that were, you know, they were giving cross country a try for the first time, or it was their first year in the program. Allie Kirkhart, Lily Kalisk, Chloe Judish was stricken by injury this year. She didn't get to run a meet for us this year, and we hope to have her back full strength next year. Maddie Smith, Courtney Riley, Sally Musselman, they were all part of the team and got opportunities to run during the course of the year. And Katie Collison, I can't leave her out. She's just steady Katie, and she didn't get it back up to the varsity level this year, but she was definitely a steady JV performer for us.
Coach, what's the future look like for the program?
Well, I think we've got a nice core nucleus of boys coming back next year, and I think it sounds like they're all going to be back with us, and we'll have some new leadership that we'll announce here later in the year. And the girls team, I think, same thing. There's some really good middle school kids coming along, both boys and girls, that are going to come in and fill in some spots next year. And I've heard there's a few girls in the high school that might be trying cross country for the first time that have some ability, or they might be flipping and being in cross country instead of volleyball, or they might be doing two sports. So we just kind of have to wait and see how the next year plan pans out. But I think we'll still be a solid program in 2021.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate your time. Wish you the best luck in the off season, and I know I'll probably see you at some sporting event up that direction very soon.
I'm guessing we'll see you a few nights this winter. And again, thanks for all your coverage and what you do for high school kids, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach again, Brian Knapp, with the South Central Calhoun cross country team.